The lesson from Ephesians chapter 5. Submit to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as Christ also is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and his church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Thanks be to God.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Most women like a good Cinderella story, and most guys will at least tolerate one. All of us, in a sense, are part of the most amazing Cinderella story, because we are like Cinderella, despised and oppressed by the world around us and by the devil himself. We are ridiculed, hated, forced to labor and toil under scorn and mocking because we are sinful creatures who rebelled against God and rebel against him every day. I don't know if Cinderella really deserved the hatred heaped upon her, but we do. Through our first parents, we had a share in paradise, and we threw it all away. We throw it all away again every day by the sinful things that we say and think and do, against God, against our neighbor, against our family, even against ourselves. We have broken every relationship that we are in. St. Paul uses the marriage relationship of husband and wife to be a comparison to the relationship of Christ and his church. Christ loved us from the beginning, from creation. He made us so that he could love us, so that we might share his heavenly kingdom with him. But sometimes we enjoy the earthly kingdom even more. Whatever earthly things might be, we think they're more important sometimes. And we become unfaithful to our God, our bridegroom. We want a different spouse. God uses this imagery of marriage throughout the Bible. In the Old Testament, when the people started to turn away from God and worship other gods, the Lord God stepped in and said, "Stop! I am your husband, your Lord, your God. Don't go after others." But today we still serve the same old gods of greed, lust, hatred, envy, pride, laziness, covetousness, and the list goes on. And isn't it true? Haven't you been greedy, lustful, envious, arrogant, lazy, covetous? Paul teaches us how our relationship should be, like marriage. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Be willing to die for her. Wives, respect your husbands as the church respects Christ. But no sinful human can perfectly meet those standards. We as Christians strive for it, and we know what it means, but we can never be that perfect wife or husband, neighbor, roommate, or friend. And this is where the Cinderella story has its most happy ending, its perfect ending, Christ becomes our bridegroom. He loves us perfectly and rescues us from ourselves, from our greed, our lust, our pride. He removes all of our sins and washes them away. He gives up his life to pay for our debt. Then he takes his life again and makes us his bride to live with him in holy heavenly marriage, undeserving as we are. He washes us and makes us clean in his own perfect holy blood. And in your baptism, he joins you to himself. We are in good company when we have sought other gods. But God forgives us, just as he forgave David of adultery and murder, just as he forgave Peter for denying the Savior, just as he forgave Solomon for greed and idolatry. So now, whoever you are, and whatever you have done, know that you are never alone when God is with you. Repent of your sin and turn to Christ. He is waiting for you to join him in heaven. He has sanctified and cleansed you with the washing of water by the word. Now, in God's eyes, you are that perfect bride with no spot or wrinkle. You are holy and without blame. Simply believe it, and you are joined with Christ and will join him in the marriage feast of heaven. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.